Hi, welcome to my IS. This is a little narration for you to listen to while you take your time and look through some of my comics. This is a project I've always wanted to do. I've loved comics, drawing, and storytelling since I was little. I knew I wanted to do a creative IS, and I knew I had big questions about why creative expression and storytelling matter in our world. My advisor encouraged me to put the bigger questions aside at the beginning and to hone in on one thing I loved to do. So that's what I did. I started making comics every day, and sure enough, just making them and sharing them with my friends revealed some answers to those big questions. I believe that making comics, like any form of creative self-expression, can help us understand our own minds and hearts, process the world around us, and make us feel grounded in it, and help us connect with others by making art that makes us feel less alone. And also, it can just bring us a lot of joy, which never hurts. My independent study is titled Green Bean Comics, an Independent Study, and its main body of work is a 60-page collection of comics I made between September and March. These are comics about my relationship with depression and anxiety as manifested in the faces of the funny-looking monsters you see before you. I first started making these comics in 2018, when I took to making images in my sketchbook of me fighting with a shadowy character who represented my depressive thoughts. It grew when I started making comics about a very rational bee helping me through my anxiousness, and now it snowballed into a delightful little world full of funny creatures, a world that keeps on growing and that I love to fill with details. The main cast includes me, Bee, my voice of reason, Lusa, who represents my depression, Fuzzball, my anxiety, and Phony Baloney, who represents imposter syndrome, and I've found some other friends along the way. My critical introduction reflects the love I have for this project, and for comics, and self-expression, for creativity, all by exploring ideas about creativity and play learned from Stephen Nachmanovich's book Free Play, as well as studies of my two biggest inspirations in comics, Linda Barry and John Porcellino, who I had the privilege of interviewing over Skype. From both of these writers, I've learned the joy and the undying value of creating characters and worlds, seeing and understanding our world through comics, as well as how comic making can be a therapeutic and mindful tool that helps keep us grounded and connected to each other. My critical introduction also walks through my creative process, reflections on my own comics, and endless gushing about how happy this all makes me feel. I like to think that my creative process with these comics has been all about building an entire world, because now, while I'm still making comics about me and my own mental health, I've started making comics about funny creatures living their own silly lives, stories that are completely removed from me or my own problems. The biggest example in my collection is Welcome to Creature City, a story set in a city populated by blob-like creatures who love to wiggle, dance, eat candy, and scream, yet show their claws when they find a misfit among them. When making the pages for Creature City, I found myself laughing hard and getting lost in the little details. There is something so hypnotizing and fun about sitting for hours and using my brain and a pen to make a karaoke bar or an apartment or a city street exist on paper. It's totally immersive and joyful for me. As I continue making my comics, I found that expanding the world I write about helped create a healthy separation between my comic making and my mental health. When I feel like I need to wrestle with some mental issues, my comics are a wonderfully expressive tool I can turn to. But when I feel like I need space from those issues, I can still make comics about Fuzzball just going to the store or maybe about some random gorillas. I feel super lucky to have found this rhythm with my comic making, because it helps keep me moving even when I'm feeling bad. I have found a real friend in comics, and I feel so happy that I get to create these characters and stories that make others laugh and help folks feel less alone. I'm still making comics, so if you'd like to check out what I'm doing, you can find me on Instagram, and I have a blog too. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm wishing you some peace of mind today. Bye!